Bobby's a Porridge, episode 32.
Yeah.
Last week on Fabi's a Porridge, we lost someone to an old man, and then some girl showed up, and Paul is not very happy as a cigarette-smoking camper. Today, we'll encounter a big tower of stuff, a moose, and I'm pretty sure someone's gonna die. This week on...
Fabi's
a Porridge. Oh my god, Paula! Imagine meeting Hugh here!
Yeah. Trisha, what are you doing here? I thought that, like...
Oh my god, how are you getting this? Your tan is really coming in nicely, but if you want it all around you, you should take off your shirt!
who are you again?
I remember her. She was in that theater in Foresight.
Oh my god! I don't remember you!
We met.
You're cool because your hair is blonde, but you have glasses, and that's so icky!
My hair's brown.
Oh, and Paula?
Yeah?
I haven't forgotten what you did to me!
Actually, it was, like, the lack of oxygen in the air or whatever, and, like, I wasn't sure if you were a spider or something, and I kind of freaked out.
Thank you so much!
What?
You know, when I was plummeting from that helicopter, I got this totally awesome idea! I should open up a skydiving school for underprivileged children and their pets!
Paula, what exactly happened with you two on that helicopter?
We were just talking about, boys and makeup.
Oh, gross.
Why are we even still talking to this girl?
Oh my god, Tommy! What are you doing here?
I retrieved the maple amulet of Phoenix Stone Force.
Okay, cool. Well, we better go. It was totally cool seeing you again, Ness!
Ness? Trisha is a girl. Why can she teleport and I can't?
You try to kill her, right?
Maybe?
Cool.
I have no idea what is going on.
That's nothing new. Let's just go.
Hey, a camel!
Very good, Ness. That's right. This is a camel. You're growing up so fast.
Paula, leave me alone. Let's go talk to the camel.
There's a guy next to the camel.
Yeah, let's talk to him instead.
Hello, and welcome to my shop of mystical wonders. I see you be wanting something from my collection.
Whoa.
Aw, man, selling water poo would be all over this guy.
Whoa.
French fry pan? Is that like made out of potatoes?
Whoa!
I believe the glasses boy has seen something.
Multi-bottle rockets.
Ah, yes, you seem to have a good eye for explosives, which is kind of creepy, but nonetheless, would you like to buy some?
All of them.
But, Jeff, we need our money for all sorts of...
All of them.
Man, I'd normally be excited for such a breakthrough in explosion sciences, but Jeff is mean and never lets me play with his toys no more, so yeah, Jeff, we need that money for baseball bats.
Here's all of our money.
Thank you very much, good sir. Multi-bottle rockets.
Well, better than wasting it on gambling.
I had almost forgotten about that. Let's get back to the desert, guys. Come on, just one more time. Okay, come on, be a pal. Come on, do the stupid worthy. Okay, where? Come on.
Hey, look, I think I see a man over there. He looks like a warrior. And, also he's shirtless.
Ugh, Trisha isn't near him, is she? If she is, I vote for us to not go over there.
I don't see anybody other than him.
Oh, okay then. Let's go.
You, what you want?
Hello there, we're just travelers here.
What you say?
We're travelers. You know, like, travelers?
I know not.
Travelers. Non-native people visiting a place for recreational reasons.
Jeff, I don't think he's going to be able to understand.
Oh, I see. You come to see Big Dungeon Man, yes. Dungeon Man, take you by the hand, lead you to the land, that you understand.
Sure, why not?
You know can enter, need key.
Oh, okay, where's the key?
I have key.
Okay, so can you just, like, give it to us?
What you say?
Key. Give. To us.
I know not.
We request to acquire the unlocking object that you're in possession of.
Oh, why you no say so earlier?
Okay, let's just leave now. I hate foreigners.
You know we're foreigners here, right?
Wow, Paula, that is, harsh. Really? I mean, you didn't hate Pooh.
I didn't?
Aw, poor guy.
Whoa.
Hey, it's a Colossus.
What are you talking about? Oh my god, that thing is huge! What are we gonna do?
We have to burn the rope.
But, well, what are we gonna do?
No, seriously, we have to burn the rope. Like, you have to. You can't throw axes at it, it won't work.
Shut up. A, it's not grinning. B, it's harmless. This is Dungeon Man.
Still, you have to burn it.
Oh, okay. Jeff, go ahead and put the key we got from that creepo guy into,
okay. This key doesn't work.
What?
This key doesn't work.
What?
The key, it doesn't work.
What? Why not?
Oh. Wrong orifice. Alright, here we go.
And then you burn it, and the thing drops, and you are a hero, and then the guy sings the song, and then all the things...
Yes!
Alright, Dungeon Man.
Wow, it's pretty crazy huge in here.
Hey, there's some ropes over there.
Aha! Just like what I was talking about, you have to burn the rope.
Except if we burned the rope, we wouldn't be able to climb up the rope.
Let's just climb the rope.
Which rope should we climb?
Okay, well, the sign earlier in the legend said that 70% of people go to the right rope.
Dare to be different, Paula. We're going to the rope next to the one on the right.
Shut up and climb, Ness.
Oh, wonderful. More a dungeon.
Let's just try to get through this.
I think I see some more ropes over there. Remember, burning them is always a possibility.
Burning you is always a possibility. Shut up and climb, Ness.
And more dungeon.
Ooh, there's animals here.
This is a little crazy, isn't it? I mean, entering a giant stone man in the middle of the desert, and then walking around in his innards where he just happens to have his own personal zoo?
Hey guys, look over there in that cage, it's goat!
Goat? Ness, that's a duck.
No, that's goat! I'm sure of it. I kidnapped him a few years ago from the local church with the help from my Canadian terrorist buddies.
You stole from a church? Isn't that, like, you know, illegal?
No.
But, like, what about...
No.
Jeff, you're so annoying and direct all the time.
Yep, uh-huh. And then he got stabbed in the head and... yeah, what a guy. I love goat.
You're retarded.
Moose!
Okay. That was a moose. Let's keep going.
I see another rope ladder over there.
You have to burn the rope!
Beth, shut your freaking mouth!
Ah! I'm not a rope!
I see something at the top of this rope. Climb, 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 climb.
What is that?
There's a face in the wall. Well, now I've seen everything.
Hello, long time no see.
Long time never see? Who are you?
Mr. Jeff, surely you remember me from a long ago in the winters. I am Brickro.
Yeah, your maze was easy.
You always were the bright one, Jeff, ever since you were little.
You don't know me.
Well, I heard it from your father. He's the one who helped me become Dungeon Man, the world's first dungeon human hybrid.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you filled your lifelong dream.
You know, I can help you guys out, too. Why don't you take the return hole over there?
You mean the anus?
Yes, the return hole. You can exit my body, and I'll come with you.
Sure, sounds good to me. Let's go, guys.
Okay, time to get pooped out of a giant stone man. I can't wait to tell my mom all about it.
You are a strange boy, Ness.
Ew. Wow, you weren't kidding, Ness.
That was, interesting.
Woo! Let's do it again!
It's not an amusement park.
Let's go. I really don't want to stand around and talk about this.
Agreed. Let's just get a move on.
Aw, come on, guys! One more time? Guys?
And so Ness and his friends got pooped out by a non-grinning giant colossus here today. Next week, probably the same thing will happen. Find out what happens on... Bobby's of Orange!
Oh my god.
That was really gross, you guys. That was really freaking disgusting.
That was excellent. Also, I did not know that there were 400 Burn the Rope references.
Yeah, it's your fault.
There were 400.
Almost all of them.
There shouldn't have been that many. God, like, who was the one making that noise?
That was me.
Oh.
That was me.
Way to be gross. That was really disgusting.
I think the combination of it was beautiful.
Like a symphony.
Yeah, I was going to do it at first, but I...
Wait, who was the other guy doing it?
Backed out.
Oh, you should really point out, like, if people aren't doing the math in their mind, that this is episode 32, and there's one a week... Divided by 4 means we've been doing this over 8 months.
Yeah.
God, that's a long time. Yes.
Dude, not even to mention, like, you know how we've had, like, recap episodes and then we had Escafubi.
We've
dude, that's like another month.
I know. It's like 8 to 9 months we've been doing this.
Jesus.
Ridiculous.
Tell me when you get to episode 42.
He's looking forward to 42 for some reason.
It's the answer.
It is the answer.